Blog Talk Radio.
At the count of three, I want y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. One, two, three.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. One, two, three. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand, Terminator X.
Welcome to It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back, but I'm not alone. Tommy Two Chips is taking another hiatus right there. You got to handle business elsewhere. And joining me is Will G.
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, nothing much. Can't complain. Just another Wednesday. Another Wednesday. Another hump
day. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yes. Yes. It's just the world we living in. Politics is crazy. Even with Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, right there, his weak ass plea deal right there. He was selling blood money. drugs, smoking crack, and taking millions of dollars from Ukraine. That's included Joe Biden also. So he get a slap. He get that white boy privilege right there. Nothing. That's how bad the system is. It's a joke. Department of Justice and the FBI right there.
Yeah, they're all in cahoots. All of them working together to make things worse.
Exactly.
That's not how it is, but in reality, it's that way.
Right. And people need to realize this is not the JFK party of 60 years ago. This is the corrupt party. This the dirty. Fox is right there. What Malcolm X told you right there. They sneak you like a fox, smile on your face. For example, like our Governor Westmore right there. He put on that fake tall Bridget smile and shit. He just Obama 2.0 right there, waiting to prepare for the White House in 8 years.
Well, he's going to wait until the time is right, and he's going to knife the people in the back. Like, everybody else do. All the politicians do it. They get
right.
What they do is they get the votes. They get the votes of the people. And then, the people fall for it because they believe they're going to fulfill what they ask for. And they never do it.
Right.
Back when Nixon was in office, the same thing happened. Try to get all the people of color votes, and they agreed on certain things. And then when he got in office, he never did the stuff. So, that stuff still happened. It's going to always continue to happen.
Yes. Even though he was a liberal Republican, it's like black people fall for the anyone that has the black face, they vote for that have no substance at all right there. And that's, black people need to wake up. The Democrat Party and the Republican Party is not the party of black people. Our party relies in the third party or independent right there. And you would choose someone like the African Socialist Party or the Green Party right there. Since day one, that's been an instrument right there. They have our black agenda, reparations and everything. And hopefully they figured out since Cornel West is running for their nominee right there, Dr. Cornel West, so more black people can identify with him as a professor, philosopher, and he's down for pardoning the right people that even Tupac Shakur's aunt to be pardoned also, in which the U.S. government didn't do shit, not even Obama didn't want to pardon her.
Well, they don't do their homework on. The people don't do the homework on the people that they vote for. You're supposed to do that. And they brainwash, in certain communities, they want you to vote for a certain individual. So, it's just like one-sided. If you go to the polls to vote, they don't give you everything. They don't give you a variety pretty much to vote for. Like, I think, In my area, where I live, I was trying to vote early, and everybody that I was chosen to vote for was all part of the same party. It wasn't multi people to vote for, and so everybody was the same, but under one, not under the same umbrella, but it was all, for example, Democrats. So like where was the Republicans, the Green Party people? Like, it was nobody to choose from. So you don't have an option. You know, you think you do, but you really don't. You know, making you vote for, or you know, pretty much the same people. You know, you don't have a choice. You're not supposed to be that way.
Right. They've been trying to rig it right there. Even illegally, they took off the Green Party off of four states' ballots in 2020 right there. That was Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. And I think it was the fourth one. I don't remember the fourth one. It's somewhere in the Midwest. So they was worrying about Green Party. They had fear in that right there, in the Progressive Green Party right there. The Democrats had fear, so they took them off illegally right there, and that's how we. I think that's how we got the snake Joe Biden and Sleepy Joe.
I'm gonna call him Krabby Joe.
Right.
That's what she called.
Yep. Jim Crow Joe, mass incarceration Joe, inflation Joe. He got a lot of
money. There's all the money out there, Joe.
Right. Hopefully, black people realize that he came from the plantation right there. The Klan's plantation right there, and his idols got him in office on the Democrat side. Segregationist Strom Thurmond, Robert Byrd, Eastland also. So he got in right there, and people don't realize that he's a segregationist, and it's, you know, just because they smile on your face and all of this, they can still be a racist right there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right, playing a part. You know how black people be. So they fall for it right there. Just because Obama had him as a vice president, that was the white colonial government right there. They would never have another black person as their as a running mate, two black people on the ticket. But you can do it on a third party level right there, like the Liberation Party, Green Party, and they just don't realize that they've been. Of course, we've been played for years, and it took me to 2015 to realize that the whole system was corrupt right there. Once Obama did all of this, dirt the people, lied to get in, and even lied about the Flint water being clean and everything. Right on video, he did a stunt with water, tap water. And he was actually defending the Republican governor at that time, Snyder from Michigan, so he was defending him. And still, Michigan don't have no clean water. Flint means Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan don't have no clean water. Even the black
poison the water.
Most of the black cities in Mississippi. So this country is so corrupt, especially with the. A lot of things being regulated, even the foods by the FDA. That's all part of the corrupt system. They're not going to tell people what's not safe to eat or what's not good or what's good. Those days is over right there. Our ancestors, grandparents, and other elders, I think they was the last of the generation that had mostly natural foods right there.
Yeah, well, organic is the best way to go, you know, if you can truly find organics, like, you know, because they will put organic on stuff just to sell it, you know, people will
right.
buy it, you know, just like, you know, turkey chops and turkey wings and all that other stuff and ground turkey. At one time, it was super cheap to buy it if you eat it because, you know, wasn't nobody buying it. Now everybody buying it, the price then went up.
Exactly.
So they're going to find a way, they're gonna find a way to bring booze to the people.
Yeah, they tricking people. So, they don't care right there. It's still lynchings. They're not reporting that more black people being lynched, more black people being killed in this country every year than any other race or living thing. Even more young girls and women been kidnapped than any other race in America still. In which most of the media
don't report.
Right. They don't really report none of that or other lynchings and stuff. Well, I realize we're not free right there. We being enslaved still.
You're right. Yeah, you know, it's enslaved the mind. You know, brainwash you, enslave your mind, and tell you you're free. And the whole time, you're still shackled.
Right. Exactly. And black people need to turn away from television, cable TV, and everything. So that's corrupting them as well. We're the number one race that watch too much TV and be on social media.
Yeah, that's not healthy, you know.
Right.
Not really healthy at all. You know, the kids, they you know, on their phones, TikToking and, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all that other stuff. You know, nobody out, you know, being productive, you know, exercising or running around, like, you know.
Right.
That's a very important. Very important.
Right. And like they said, you know, understand more people work in this new hustle culture right there, multiple jobs. They don't have time to read books right there, like All the War or other books out there. It's like social media supposed to be the new reading, anything from social media or surfing the web.
All right. Yeah, everybody plugged in. You know, it's like being in the Matrix, you know. You know, I went to D.C. with my family one year. I don't know what year it was. It was a couple of years ago. And this is when Pokemon Go was really, you know, like people were really into it. We walking, you know, and like just paying attention. Like it's just like being in the Matrix. And then we walking, everybody, I'm looking at everybody. Everybody got that phone in their hand looking at it. Like, I mean, you could just bust somebody in the head and they would have never known what happened because there was nobody paying attention. You slap somebody's phone in the hand, snatch it. Nobody paying attention to nothing. You know, because everybody plugs in their phone.
Right. It's a distraction right there.
You can't pay attention to your surroundings that way. If something was to go down, you know, you don't have you're not aware. or what's going on around you, you know. They could send somebody to shoot up everybody, you know, and, you know, everybody got their head in their phone, they ain't going to be able to see what's coming. You know, you used to sit and duck.
Exactly. And I got to definitely talk about Tyler Perry is the new owner of BET. BET is now black again right there, has a black owner. And the only thing is he will still be serving the Democrat Party in order for him to get those TV ads and commercials right there on his network right there.
Okay.
He would push the liberal agenda. I know it right there. Especially on the award show right there. So he's...
You know, you don't need to work that crazy magic to make
right.
It's going to benefit
right.
Certain people. I mean, that's what I'm giving.
Yes. Right. And he's just a black capitalist right there.
Hey, a pawn, just like the rest of them.
Exactly, a pawn. Pawn in the pot, joining Al Sharpton right there.
Yeah, he another one.
This is Al Sharpton. I got 2 or 3 buckets of chicken that I got from KFC for a big donation of $400,000 going to my network.
Man, after he took that job with MSNBC and have that, he became no longer the activist.
Yeah,
he
was
became,
doing sports casting. He was doing sports stuff.
Right.
No, it wasn't sports stuff. I'm sorry. It was. Oh, he was in the politics stuff. He was up there, you know, talking, and you know, he couldn't even be up there. Putting his business on, you know, 2 cents on the thing, making stuff worse.
Yep. Like Khalid Muhammad will say, he's nothing but a bootlicker, just like Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, they pawns, they tell them to do stuff, and they do it, and they keep it moving. You know, people voice or try to fight for the people the way they're supposed to do. And then, you know, the people would silence them for it. So other people, I guess they either they're scared to voice their opinion or say what's right, or some of them just play nice because they feel as though they're going to be, you know, exiled or something like that, you know.
Right.
So that's what they do.
People need to realize that the Democrat Party for years never loved the Black Panther Party.
No, they didn't. Nope. They sent their the disruptive
right.
Black Panthers. To break them up.
Right. And I still remember their co-founder, Bobby Seale, being gagged up and beaten at a Democratic national convention right there, right in the 70s. And on top of that, the police and the FBI, they lynched Bobby Hutton at 17 right there, right after Dr. King, that they assassinated, once the government assassinated Dr. King.
Yeah, once he found out the truth and what was happening, he tried to warn people about it. You know, but
right.
they weren't trying to, they were going for it. They were like, we gotta get him out of there. Yeah, hold on tight, Wayne. Hold on for a second.
No, right. I just recalled Angela Davis, ladies and gentlemen, that she was in the Black Panther Party and she got mistreated and even set up by the government, and she was being in prison, and she fought hard in court to fight out the system right there, to be out of prison right there. And she basically right now, she can't be that radical, that Black radical person, because she don't want to piss off the universities right there, that in which they going by the Democratic agenda right there. And I don't think she want to lose her position there.
Well, they don't want to lose the money, right?
Exactly.
You know, they get money, you know, for playing nice. If they don't play nice, then they don't get money.
Right. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be self-employed right there, over top of the system right there. That's why a few of us left the universities, the Boyce Watkins of the world, Dr. Cornell West a couple years ago left. Harvard, once Harvard see that he didn't want to go by the Democratic agenda. So he, you know, he took his ball and left.
Yeah, that's true. You know, some people don't want to be part of that shenanigan stuff that's happening, you know. And you know, even sometimes they force them to do it, or they blackmail them, you know. They try to find a way to make you, you know, do what they ask you to do. You know, some people
right.
are for it. They don't want to fight, you know, and they don't submit to that craziness. And some people resist it and fight. You know, some people lose their lives in the process. You know, some people lose that you know, their livelihood, finances, and house and stuff. You know, they find a way to screw stuff up for that individual.
Exactly. And they just living in poverty. The two parties don't care about the homeless. They don't want to end. They have the power to end homeless right now, in America, but they don't want to do that. So, or go back to the laws that certain politicians made and rechange them back. They don't want to do that. Get rid of mass incarceration bill that Biden made, or Ronald Reagan's bill of causing the rich not to pay 70% of their taxes.
Yeah, it's all designed to benefit them.
And it just makes me laugh when I see some conservatives saying that Ronald Reagan was a good president. Bullshit. The Black and brown communities right there. He took, he looked out for the rich and and to downsize the unions, and that's what we stand now with so many billionaires in America right there, off of his laws, even Bill Clinton's laws of deregulating Wall Street and corporations right there, and the rich end up buying off mainstream media to make it way more propaganda on steroids.
Well, Reagan did his dirt. He met that the drugs and stuff. They you know, let the government buy those drugs and bring them over here, and then let our people, you know, take the fall of being kingpins and stuff like that, when in reality brought the stuff over here to get the government out of debt and all that other stuff. You know, they don't talk about that kind of stuff.
And actually Nixon also, planted, you know, the government put drugs in the black neighborhoods. Once King got assassinated, they was doing a big time, the government right there. Even with Lyndon B. Johnson, they wanted the black community to suffer with job losses, factories going overseas or other places, training centers was going out to communities. So that what they left, crack cocaine and others other drugs right there for them to either go elsewhere to find jobs or to sell drugs right there.
Right, their plan was to destroy the community where the minorities live at.
Right.
You know, make it rough. Don't give them nothing. You know, foreigners, you know, that comes over here, they give them whatever they want, whatever. Or they might not want them in their communities, but the loans they're supposed to give us, they give unto them and let them, you know, thrive in our neighborhoods, you know, and so they can get rich. And then, you know, they can leave the neighborhood that they got rich in. They don't invest it back into the neighborhood. They take that money and go back home and live like kings and queens.
Right. Or they invested, they invested so much into liquor stores in the neighborhoods now to slow us down right there, to depress us more.
Yeah, that's true.
It sounds like the same amount of liquor stores than churches on the corner.
Yeah, liquor stores. There's a whole bunch of fast food places and liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
And people can buy the poison. You know,
right. And they talk about all these mass shootings now, and don't they realize there's less mass shootings in other countries because they get free health care, universal health care, and most Americans can't afford it.
Yeah, those shootings are orchestrated or cult rituals, whatever. You know, they are planned. You know, they make it look like they're not planned, but they are. The news and stuff, they know, you know, all about that stuff. You know, they make it seem like it's a tragedy because it's a random act of violence, but it's nearly not a random act of violence. You know, people don't know. They don't know that.
And it just tripped me out that it's nothing but political theater for both parties right there. All of a sudden, they can come together for a $1 trillion military bill right there, both parties, or even come together on an anti-Asian hate bill right there, but they're not going to do it for black people.
Yeah, that's going to give us money back. They ain't going to give us nothing. Yeah, he wants to fight for everything.
Exactly. In reality, the Democrats use the LGBT community for votes. They don't do shit behind the scenes for them right there, protect them any kind of way. So the real party that does that is the Green Party. And hopefully the Green Party will finally get more young people to organize in that group right there. That's the key right there is recruitment of 18 to 34. If they can do that, they have That'll be the party of for young people as well, even for student debt relief also to clear that, and for way more free colleges and even tuition to universities, they don't have to pay.
Right. And it shouldn't cost that much to go to school. Because, you know,
right.
like
and,
the kids
right.
going to school to get a better education so they can make, you know, good, you know, business choices when they get out of college. You know, but
and
when you go to school,
right.
they're teaching you how to work for money. They're not teaching you how to make your money work for you, you know. So, like, the kids are getting in debt before they even get out, you know. Like, they're not making the money that they're supposed to be making when they first get out, you know, so they can, you know, especially if they don't have no kids, you know, their money pretty much go in their pocket and maybe to their bills. But if a person in college got kids and stuff like that, you know, they already got their bill life already set up, and they go into college so they can be able to get the extra money to pay those bills. But, you know, when you get out of school, depending on what you're doing, and they tell you, well, you don't have no experience to pay your bills, you know, I mean, not to pay your bills, but just, like, in general, like, they pay you the money you're supposed to make. They don't want to give it to you. So all they might tell you, like, you go back to school for so many years, and you go get a job because they tell you, you know, you keep going to school, you can make more money. But then they'll lie to you and tell you, well, you're overqualified for this job. And then you didn't got all this experience, and they don't have enough money to pay you that money, you know, that they so-called promised you before you started. So now you're sitting here with all these degrees, and you can't even get a decent job, you know, getting paid the money they promised you was going to get when you graduated with all them degrees.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You know, it's all bizarre. Nothing's right. wrong.
And
it's all designed wrong.
Students might not even be worth to go back to college in the 4 to 8 years once AI takes over the corporate industry world jobs right there, and it's going. What's the ways of spending for college and. And you're not going to get most of these jobs in the near future since AI taking over. They're going to have to even find other options of self-employed and it's just going to be, right.
It's going to bite them in the ass, like it always do. But they don't care. It's just like buying a car. When you buy a new car, the car has recalls and stuff that's wrong with it. You know, the manufacturer they know this already because they made it. They did test on it, so they know what's wrong with it. But they'll allow them to sell it, knowing that, like for example, the Honda airbag issue with Honda, they had an issue with the recall where the shrapnel was shooting out of the airbag, right? They knew this already, but they allowed them to sell the cars, you know, just waiting for a person to get killed or whatever so they can say, okay, well, now it's time to recall the cars. But that's a problem they could have fixed before they sold the vehicle. But they allowed them to do that. So, thank you, sir.
Hey, I hope you were in there. If you were, I apologize when I snatched the first bag of pallets, the empty pallets out, because I hit the wall harder than I meant
to. No, I didn't feel it.
Is there like shock absorbers or something?
Yeah, it moves. It's good. It ain't bothering me. I ain't feel it. No, sir. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes. This is the United States of Corporations of America. It's not the states. It's the corporations now.
Yeah, they don't care about us at all. All they want is your money. You know, you make the more money you make, they're gonna keep taking it. You know, and they say, well, I guess everybody's supposed to be, you know, paying off the United States debt. You know, all these people here, you know, they raise taxes 1%. Like, I think O'Malley raised the Maryland state tax 1%. Like it's so many people in Maryland. Like, where is that 1% going at? You know, how come that 1% is not fixing a lot of the issues, you know? So that's because somebody's stealing the money. They're stealing it. You know, they're not going to catch all the people that's corrupt and taking money. Like, well, who knows how much person, one individual took, you know, like, and they never got caught. You know, just think about the people they did catch and how long has they been stealing or might not have been stealing, you know? And they keep raising taxes. Like, everything should be going down. Like, and how we living now, stuff should be going down, not up. We shouldn't be paying more for stuff, even with the pandemic. Like, stuff should have been going down because nobody was able to work and buy anything. There's no way stuff should have been going up. But, you know, this goes to show you how greedy the people are. You know what I'm saying? Prices went up for greed because people are trying to capitalize off of the tragedy and stuff that was the stuff that was going on. They want to make more money. Go get a haircut, you know, or the barber will come to you, but he want to charge you $100 for a haircut. If you're a man with no hair on your head, you get your beard shaped up, it's going to cost $100 for you to shave my beard and cut all my hair off. Like, I can do that myself. You know, like, that, it doesn't make any sense. So everybody was in on it. They get that extra dollar from the people, you know. If a woman getting their nails done, like, it'll cost more to do that. If a man want to get his hair cut, it costs more for a man to get his hair cut. You know, you go to the grocery store to get things, you pay extra for it. You know, you pay extra for the bus, extra for fuel. Every time, you know, you go to get gas, there's always the excuse why gas is going up and stuff like that. Like, everybody uses an excuse for why the prices go up. But when you give them excuses back why, you know, prices go down, they always, like, write it off or whatever. Always, well, you know, it don't work that way.
Yeah, you're right about that. This was all designed. The system was designed to do this right here. They don't want to. They continue printing money. They continue printing. Let's give some more billions to the Ukraine Nazis. And they just over there trying to provoke Putin some more. Yeah, the system was just designed, ladies and gentlemen. We need a political revolution. We just need to fight the powers that be right there. Just put an end to this corrupt system. Why will you choose these two-party systems right here? One wants to set you on fire. The other one wants to drown you, but third party wants to save you. I'll take the save right there. Well, some people wants to be in the blaze of flame or to be drowned. This colonial system has to end. It stops at the bottom. And we can work our way to the top right there.
I don't think you're right, Mike.
Yes, and Crash TV continues to go on with Donald Trump, with 37 counts, and that's just distracting everybody. Nothing but distraction right there. And nothing's not going to be found on him, and this was designed by the Biden administration to try to get people to vote blue no matter who. And it's not going to work. No more effects. People know Party of Demons. But you know, some people want to bend down, wants to bow down to the Demon Party. Like, if we say something bad about Biden, they go crazy, especially some of these white liberals. Leave him alone. Leave our president alone. And I never seen so much racism online in 2020. It's coming from the white liberals using the N-word. The white liberals online on Twitter and Facebook were using so many.
Oh, they be trolling, Wayne. They be trolling. They want to keep doing that kind of stuff. They don't care.
Once we said third party right there, we vote in third. We're a Trump supporter. You're a right winger. Come on, nigga, please. Y'all the right wing in the day. Y'all the colonial system voters.
Yeah, they'll say stuff behind your back because they're in your face, but they won't say it in your face. You know, people use the N-word all the time, but the people that are using it, they are the N-word, you know. It's an ignorant person.
I just don't have time for politicians on the left doing a dance for vote. Do a twerk or two. They shucking and jiving right there. Why do y'all be the only party that put on dance moves every election?
I mean, keep getting away with it, you know. It's people band together, try to stop it, you know.
Right. And I just really hope that Cornell West wins the nomination from the Green Party right there. And I don't want to see Howie Hawkins get that nominee ticket. And he was just horrible as a Green Party candidate 4 years ago, and he sort of like it felt like he rigged the process over Dario Hunter right there. He had so much charisma right there as a black guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I guess he wanted to hate on a black. The black gay Jewish man. It's like, what the hell are they doing? It seemed like people was calling him a Democrat ops, and he went along with the I think from the mandates, I think, right there, and later on, and it's just time for him to go behind the scenes of the Green Party, just the co-founder right there, and it's just, I'm telling you, if Cornel West needs to get that nominee, or everyone riots right there, so he will get the nominee, and I still see that his running mate going to be 100% black woman and or black man, and he got the name recognition from 90 million people that don't vote right there, and most of them is in the black community right there, and
it's not hard
the ones that don't
vote,
right? Exactly. The ones that don't vote, you know, that have criminal backgrounds, they don't trust it also. Most of them don't trust the two-party system. So I think they probably haven't voted since Obama, most of them. His first time, Obama's first time running in 08. So he's a household name, Dr. Cornel West. He's been around all the black leaders. And they just don't want 100% black man to run for the White House position right there. You see what happened to Dick Gregory in 40, 50 years. He got rigged out the general election right there, and he ran on a third party right there, and he had that black agenda, and supposedly he had the most votes in Pennsylvania, and but he got screwed in some, in I think over a dozen ballot states and stuff, so... This system has been rigged, and yes,
it's sabotage stuff. They do it on purpose. Right. They want to win. They make who they want to win, and make who they want to lose.
Right. And they just don't know. It's been other third parties in the 1700s, and even with you had the Whig Party right there. We had a presidential candidate third party. We had an independent president before, and and also the Republican Party was a third party started by Lincoln and co-founded by Frederick Douglass right there, and that was the party for black people right there.
Yeah.
It used to. It's like it's just time for a political revolution right there. Right, this country is a shithole, run by a bunch of shitholes.
Yeah, you worry about that. It shouldn't be like that, but
right.
It is. You know, people made it that way because people greedy. You know, and in the most high eyes, people not supposed to be like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to see more like. Right. Exactly.
Hey, what's up?
And I don't think, you know, pastors should I think churches should not be dealing with politics also.
The churches, you said?
Right, especially in the Democrat Party right there, because they're supposed to be Christians. Why are they going for corruption and everything. It's like they need to keep religion out of this right there.
Because it's all about control, right? It's all about control.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
if they can manipulate the church and trick the people, you know, because there's no people in the church, well, probably, you know, before it, you know, and that's how they confuse the people. That's like I told you about the Nixon, you know, trying to get the votes of the people, you know, of color in the past. And, you know, they always use the same tactic, and it always works because people don't know the history. You got to know the history so you can know your enemy, you know, or your past, so you can you know, deal with the present or deal with the future, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
You know, if people pay attention to the past, they'll know what's happening in the present so they can make a better future, but they're not paying attention. You know, they don't pay attention to that stuff. You know, if they see that 60 years, you know, 60 or 70 years of voting for the same person or the same kind of people is getting them nowhere, like, why do they keep doing it? You know, and they keep doing it. They're going to keep doing it. And you got the youth, they don't know or understand, you know. Some of them not on an elder level yet. You know, some of them not even living that long to even make it that far, you know. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like they.
But I believe things gonna get worse before they get better. Though I can most likely guarantee that. I do believe that.
Yeah, they just said that they right now they paused interest rates, the Federal Reserve, but they're gonna continue pushing them back up later on this year, and they want over 7.5% interest rates which is going to kill everything, more job losses, and inflation is going to be going back up. And it's nothing but a scandemic right there. Pandemic with scandemic.
Like the housing market is ripped up. You know, it's a so-called seller's market. You know, like the people that are selling houses are making buku money. But, you know, if you sold your house now and you did make a profit off, like $100,000 profit off of it, the houses is so crazy high to buy them, like you still going to lose out. You know, you'll sell your nice house for, you know, and get an extra $100,000 to go out and try to find a house for yourself here in Maryland, where everything is super high anyway, like I said before, you know, trying to, you know, get stuff and everything overpriced because everybody being greedy, you know, now you've been sold your house for nothing. You might as well stay in it.
Wow. Yep, it's the go-along, get-along game right there. Yes. Yes, we definitely going to call it a night. We got a couple of minutes about to end it right now.
Glad you had me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an honor, man. We could do this again right there at a future date.
Yes, sir. All the time. You know, we got plenty to talk about.
Yeah.
Plenty to talk about. Good. Let's talk.
All right. Yes. Yeah, you definitely have a good night, man.
Yes, sir. Everybody have a good night. God bless.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we both to go off. This is Wayne Benitez, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Later.
At the count of three, I want y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. One, two, three.
Yo, I gotta hear that one more time, man. One, two, three. Yeah, boy, for all those that didn't understand, Terminator X.
Terminator.